Ed, thanks for being here. Really excited about this conversation. I talked to Danny Seiden from the Chamber of Commerce and Industry for the state of Arizona. We were talking about the immense growth, latest, the huge investment in the East Valley in a battery plant. LG is making an investment. And we talked about the backstory of how these projects come to fruition. And one of the things he talked about is when selling these projects across the world and meeting internationally with leaders, is part of the conversation is about workforce and making sure that the availability of a qualified and educated workforce is there, pointing to ASU and the School of Engineering and others that are feeding these industries that are now coming to Arizona. So joining us to talk about that is the president of ASU, Dr. Michael Crow. Dr. Crow, welcome back.
How you doing, Mike? Nice to hear from you.
It's let's talk a little bit about this part of it first. We've talked about this before. Your vision on innovation and change that has built some of the schools like engineering, where does that come from and where are you going? What's happening next at ASU?
Yes, we decided some time ago, Mike, that we were going to turn Arizona State University into the largest, most comprehensive, and most successful engineering school ever built. Most engineering schools are small, focused. We decided to go to scale. We've got 30,000 students in engineering, and we're also going beyond engineering students themselves. We're going to technical courses for workers that want to work in these industries. So we just decided to be of greatest service by scaling excellence to the highest possible level.
And so are you, do you believe you've accomplished that, or what is next? Like, are you still working on that and growing in that direction?
No, we're still working on it. We launched a new advanced manufacturing school on our Mesa campus, on the what we call the Polytechnic campus in East Mesa. And we're announcing today, in fact, I'm on my way to the West Campus right now, a new engineering school on the West Campus that will focus on integrated systems engineering and technology development. We're going to grow engineering probably to 40,000 students, give or take. We're going to advance new ways to make things happen. But I think more important than any of this, Mike, is that we found ways to teach the calculus that's necessary for engineering to anybody that wants to be an engineer. So you don't have to be a calculus master anymore. We'll make you a calculus master because of the robots that we built.
So when you when there's this huge investment by Intel, which has been here for generations in Arizona, but the huge investment in the East Valley, this new battery plant, the chip plant in the Northwest Valley, is it that they know you're going to be providing a workforce that leads it that way, or do you grow in size because those industries are coming here?
No, we were working ahead of this. We were in anticipation years ago. Leaders in Phoenix said that one of the things that Phoenix needed was a world-class scaled engineering school beyond anything that existed in Silicon Valley or Boston or any of these other places. So we had to build a research-grade engineering school with fabulous engineering faculty members who were discoverers and researchers, as well as teachers, and then grow that at scale using technology to make things happen. So we've been at this for about 10 years, and one of the fruits of this then is that we can then be competitive in the placement of any high technology. Industry requires large numbers of technically trained people.
Dr. Michael Crow is joining us. He is the president of Arizona State University. Let's talk about the other end of the scale. I talk often about how far behind we are in K through 12 education with getting people to read at grade level, and it is stifling their chances for success like you offer. Are you still seeing a high number of students entering college that need remedial classes in order to get to college level courses? And if so, what do you think can be done about it?
Well, first, I mean, you're right by focusing your attention on K-12. We have a failure to innovate, a failure to adapt, a failure to accept responsibility. We have all kinds of things that are going on. So, you know, we're running K-12 schools ourselves where nearly every student graduates. We've built tools, devices. We're working with lots of school districts. Those that want to innovate are seeing acceleration in their outcomes. We're not seeing kids that are coming that are unprepared. In a traditional sense, we are seeing students that are coming that need better training to do more complicated things. And so we've built hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tools that allow learning to be greatly enhanced. That's what I mean by innovation. Mm-hmm. So we found new ways to innovate, and that's been very successful for us. And now we're trying to drive that into the K-12 community also.
When you look at the graduation rates, I was reading a couple of stories, and I wanted to call you and ask you questions about it, because there was a story about some universities that are actually saying that they may get rid of grading in order to get a more successful rate of graduation, which in my layman's mind says we're not going to have the requirements and hold it to a high standard for graduation. Is that the case in what they're doing? And what do you think of that way of doing things?
It's a bad idea. We have to have people attain certain levels of understanding. You have to be able to assess that. Therefore, you have to be able to, quote unquote, grade it. We've accepted too many people getting C's, D's, and F's and dropping out. We need to stop that. We need to get everybody up to a level of high attainment, and you need grading mechanisms to be able to know where you are on that. You absolutely, anything that's sort of dumbing down the system is an error.
When you look at the success that ASU has had with the Cronkite School, and we are such beneficiaries of that here at KTAR with so many of those students coming here as interns and then coming in, becoming in leadership here, but you've also got your School of Business and now the Engineering School.
Right.
What are some of the other areas that you think you can stand out in and be specialized in where people say, I was in New York City doing some stuff with CNN, and one of the people on the panel said, oh my gosh, you guys have the Cronkite School there. This was New York, and how much you stand out. Where else are you going to stand out at ASU?
Well, we've decided to take sort of the crazy path, which is that if we're going to have a school of any type whatsoever in any subject, it's going to be among the best. It will either be the best or among the best, and that's the way that we're approaching all of these things. So we have 20 colleges. We have 150 departments or schools. All of them are highly competitive. Those that are not as competitive as we would like, we're trying to make them even more competitive. So we decided that if we're going to have egalitarian access of kids from every family background to the university, they're going to have access to outstanding schools. And then we have just relentlessly been focused on this. Cronkite is an example. The business school is called the Carey School. It's an unbelievable school, top 25 school, 20,000 students. But we've also got tremendous programs. Our English department is unbelievable. Our programs that we have in art and music are unbelievable. And so if we're going to do it, we're going to do it well.
So the last thing I'd like to ask you about then is cost. How do you manage that? How is it managed where you can keep tuition reasonable for the in-state students and so that people still can afford to go at all levels and at the same time offer that world-class education?
Well, we've built a model that we call a public enterprise model for a university as opposed to a public bureaucracy or a public agency. The people of Arizona have allowed us to be entrepreneurial, creative. We're leveraging all of our assets. We're using technologies to lower our costs, which then allows us to keep our price low. We're using tools to generate more learners that are coming in at a lower expense to us online, allowing us to build a margin to help us to fund the overall university itself. So it's basically Arizona allowing us to be unbelievably creative in how we run the university, which is how we do it.
Dr. Crow, you know how much I like talking to you about this stuff. I think that that it is the changes you have made in the 28 years that I've been here to ASU have been remarkable. And I love to see the direction that you are going, and I'd love to have you back more often.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Anytime you need anything, let me know. Just give me a call, and I'll be back anytime you would like me to come.
All right, I appreciate that. That is Dr. Michael Crow, Arizona State University president.